All right, if you're listening to this on the download, this is Freaks and Effing Geeks. Rage is late.
No, this isn't a joke. This bus took too long. I know you said to tell you ahead of time, but right now I have too much shit on my... 20 minutes. Ah, fuck it. You know, just like a black person to be late for a big event. Let's just start this thing.
Oh, God.
You know what? We're going...
I'll sit it. I'll be Rage.
That's fine. And we're going to open the phones. Hey, he did it. That's cool.
That's I mean, hey. So, it's time...
Cookout going to begin with or without. We starting the grill. Fuck it.
Exactly. I mean, that's all we can do, right?
Yep. Freaks and Geeks, yo.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Drums, please!
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. It's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
And welcome to another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks, our summertime cookout edition. I'm your host, Lee! campaign. Joined by the chef, the enforcer, the founder, the regulator, Double A.
Hi. Hello, infidels.
And the invisible man, y'all.
Oh, my God.
The invisible man.
So I guess we need to ask a very simple question, okay?
You might have to cut the lights out. It's the darkness. Can't find
it. Yeah, but here's the thing. Seeing that we went through this once before, okay, and we had to force him to host his show from the bathroom mm-hmm. in Penn Station, okay, and we made it very clear that you could have at the very least notified us.
He told me like about half hour ago.
Oh, okay. He told you.
I mean, he sent me a text message about a half hour ago. I guess it wasn't that bad because of what tonight is. You know what I mean? But wasn't he on the rant earlier?
He was on the rant earlier.
So, I mean, I kind of...
Which was about 3 hours ago. Two and a half, three hours ago, something like that. You know, the bus is running late. But I got a bigger question then, Lee.
He got Skype on his phone. I mean, why he can't talk by he on the
exactly.
Thing?
So...
He said he ain't afraid of who he is and knows about who yeah. he is and he don't give a fuck about nobody. So why can't he just Skype on the bus?
Exactly. And at 11 o'clock, I don't think the bus is going to be that packed.
Exactly. I mean, you're supposed to be Thugpocalypse now. So, I mean, Skype on the bus.
Yeah, it makes no sense, you know?
I don't get it. I mean...
You see, it's moments like this. If he was in charge of the food, people would go hungry.
People exactly, but see, that's why somebody like him, you don't have him bring up.
Yeah, you have him bring something like, you know, I don't know.
He's comic relief, so you know how that goes. But,
oh my God.
But welcome, everybody, to episode 23. This is our summertime special. Double A the Chef, he's serving some stuff up. So we want y'all to stop by. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We'll cover some news, but we're going to have a very nice, laid-back, relaxed, because it's hot. In most places,
yeah.
And, hey, it's hot, and we want y'all to, you know, we had a great time on the rant, and you know, give y'all something nice to listen to. If y'all couldn't join us now, remember y'all can always listen to both shows on the download. Mm-hmm. And you know, we gonna do something we rarely do. We gonna, you know, on the show, we gonna open the phone lines up. But listen, how we gonna do it, okay? Because we have a show that does that on a regular called the call-in show. So this is what we want to do. We don't want 5 or 6 people on the line at a time. Everybody can get a chance. You got 5 minutes. If you call in here, know what you call in and talk about. Don't go doing a surfer and breathing in the phone. All that heavy breathing. Sound like a 976. Double A, you remember 976 numbers?
Yeah.
sound like Darth Vader. And if you call in, look, call in, have your background and check. It's late enough, the children should be asleep.
Yeah.
You know, don't be calling in from the subway.
Nope. From the supermarket.
You know, we're going to do you like they do you on those rush hour talk shows that come on the radio.
Yeah.
Call in with that. We just gonna hang up.
We're just going to hang up. Exactly.
Click. I mean, no offense. We'll be letting you know. You call in here, we hear it sound like, you know, you down Club Paradox or something like that. We're going to hang up.
I know, right? Jeez.
Yeah. Let us know what y'all want to eat. We got to get kept past the Dell. Definitely call in. So you can bless the meal.
Right.
We looking to have some fun. I hear we got Annie Fee going to be giving us some lessons on how to make some sweets.
Yes.
Did you get a chance to listen to
I did, Annie and Fee? I listened to some other things, too.
I'm sure you did.
I listened to some other things. And she was on Jimmy Kimmel and everything.
Yeah, she's
Yeah.
I don't know what she's making today. Like something for the kids. That's what she's making today.
She's
something
making
for the kids.
Something for the kids.
Something for the kids. So.
Yeah. If you want to call in, it's the usual number for the rant: 954-889-7268. Double A the rant, one word on Skype. But
yes, call in if you on Skype. Jump on Skype and call.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to use Skype. I mean, absolutely. You know, you get a nice, clear, crisp call when you use Skype. But if you don't have any means to do that. Then you know it's cool. But you can also download the Skype app on your phone. That's clear.
Yes.
The darkness he For some reason, don't want to do that.
You know,
but,
a lot of buses today, Lee, have Wi-Fi.
They do. They do. If he's late, I hope he stops off at the store and brings some styrofoam cups and some paper, some of those red cups and some plates, some forks or something, because nobody doing no dishes.
Yeah, bring foil so that people can take food home. You know?
He needs to. He needs to do something.
He's got I don't know, yeah.
Maybe he'll start the electric slide later on or some type of cookout dance or something. Drag everybody out. Who knows? But
this is just shameful. That's all it is.
It is. I mean, you know. He wanted the hose and he ain't there.
And he says he's having a bad day.
Maybe he went to the maybe he went to the market to the to get some the 24 or 48 count cans of Shasta.
Oh God.
Maybe he went to go pick. That's the cheapest stuff, dude.
That's the cheapest stuff you can buy.
10 for $10.
Oh my God! We used to sell that in Dollar Tree. Oh my God! That's
not even 10 for $10. It's like 20. They're like 50. No, they 20 cents a piece or something like that.
Something like that.
And some ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles. That's his idea of great barbecue.
Well, he's been hustling them flavor packets.
You know, we're having a barbecue the same way they had the barbecue in Boys in the Hood, you know.
Yes.
Ladies first, you know. Hoes got to eat too.
Yeah, exactly. They got to eat too.
Maybe he's bringing some
hoes to the phone. Who knows?
Maybe.
We got some. I mean, when you come in, you better come with the hoe train music.
Oh my God. I want to know what could possibly have made his day so terrible.
I mean, ain't shit. He just, you know, that's just typical rage for you. When you depend on him, this is what you get.
I mean, he's spewing all sorts of garbage and rhetoric on the rant earlier. You know,
I had a lot of what I had to say starting off involved him, and he's not here, so I guess I got to say that for later.
Jeez, you know.
Let me do You know what I want to do? Who we got? Let's see. Roll call. Let's see how many if we got the Trinity Araya this week. No? No Trinity Araya.
He'll probably be in there, though, a little bit later. Maybe he's on the same bus.
The Faces of Araya?
The Three Faces of Araya.
We got Mr. WVP, Wario Van Peebles.
Yeah, wow.
Not to be confused with Mario Van Peebles.
A rare Wario sighting, by the way.
I know. He was off the hook earlier in the chat.
I know. He's got that cornbread.
You got that cornbread.
He got that cornbread for your ass, man.
We got our resident chaplain, Pastor Sadell. Mm-hmm. We have the Silver Surfer. Of course, we got Rage, because he's waiting to see if anybody says anything about him in the chat.
I think they're ignoring him.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure. We got Sugar Shane.
Who's having some female troubles.
Really?
Because it's getting serious, apparently.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you. I take my... Everybody know. AA, you know this. I take my friends, like, people I'm cool with. I fight for them when I don't fight for myself.
Yeah.
And, Shane, my buddy, and I think I want to... You know, I got a little hype earlier this week. I thought somebody was getting on Shane's case, so... You know, I had to fall back a little bit. That's just how I am. I'm very protective of my friends. That's just how I am. So I'm sorry.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, that's just the way I was raised. You know, you go to war for your people. that's just how it is. And we got nobody.
Yeah, nobody's in. I think he's doing a drive-by later, though.
I hope. Look, don't come shooting up the place. Then go eat afterwards, like they did in Boys in the Hood. And then five anonymous users.
Yeah, let's get out of that anonymous thing and sign up. I mean, it's real easy to sign up and be in the chat room.
I mean, I see the IP addresses. Let's see. This is
We could track them down and knock on their doors or something. I don't know.
And as soon as I say that, drop down to 3. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Anyway, let's get this thing rolling. I want somebody call in.
Yeah, I'm surprised Surfer didn't jump at the chance of being the first caller.
First one, usually.
I think he's waiting for Rage. That's what it is, because he wants to tell Rage something.
Yeah, he does.
That's what it is.
case y'all missed that number, everybody.
954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. The usual call-in number for The Rant, so you can call in, be a part of the barbecue today. Got a lot of food on the grill, burgers, steaks, chicken.
Yeah, I think I want to have, now see, this is what I won't do. What I won't do is have, and we got Phil, the Impact player, Phil Rea.
Rage is almost home.
Is listening. I feel I know you out there, buddy. Of course. Phil is always out there. You know, always on time, never late.
You know what's funny? Rage, Phil probably got out of work later than Rage, and probably will make it home before him. And Phil, Phil takes the subway.
We got
or the bus.
We got Phil.
Oh wait, here we go. Unknown phone number. This should be good. Unknown caller.
Hi.
Phil, Phil about to call in.
Okay.
Rage, you're running home, and Rage, don't run too fast because your thighs will start rubbing together, and
he might start a fire.
We already got the grill running here. We don't need charcoal burning nowhere.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Unknown caller, you're on the air.
What's up, fellas?
Hello, hi guys.
And we've also got Phil.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Flower Bomb.
Okay, Flower Bomb.
Okay. Oh boy.
I'm Rage's little Flower Bomb. I'm sorry I held him up, but I just wanted to participate in this barbecue because I know this means so much to him. He's my little pig in the blanket, and I love him so much.
Well, why do you sound like a mix between Philip Figglebottom and Mrs. Doubtfire and Julia Chow?
It's my allergies.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good enough.
But I love him so much. Lee, he's my little Compton Care Bear.
He's a Compton Care Bear concubine?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. When he runs and his thigh meat rubs together, it smells like charcoal?
That's what I love about him, because when we go jog, you smell pork rinds the whole time, and it's just this incense. It's accentuating to me.
He's an oxymoron.
I love all these little nuances about him.
Hey, Phil,
he's my chocolate tart.
Chocolate tart.
Oh my gosh, he's like I could say some stuff. You know what? Are you the reason why he's not on time?
Well, you know, Space Mountain, sometimes the line's long.
Wow, okay.
Okay, well.
That sounds like a broke down ride at Six Flags. But, you know, I gotta ask you this. You know, he said he had a rough day today. You know, you got any news about that?
Well, it has a lot to do with his medications and the creams that he's got to put on his body. And it's hard to keep them all in line with what cream goes where. So it can be, I guess in double words, it can be a messy situation.
Does he have the Let me ask you two questions. First question is this. Does he
Let me just say, we buy Monistat 7 in a big tube.
Well, let me try. I think I want to ask you this. This might be something that might help. Has he ever considered in purifying himself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka?
Oh, my God.
Game blouses.
Is that handsome man from Brooklyn?
Goddamn right it is.
Oh, let me tell you what. If I had Rage's body and your sexy voice, I would just be set forever.
One day we'll have nice things.
One day we will. I'm just trying to figure out about these creams and these butters. You know, I mean, what's the deal with these butters?
Sorry, my allergies are messing up right now. Well, see, you can't use straight butter because we did this first. And then it broke out in this horrible rash, and so we used the canola spread.
Oh, I was about to say margarine, but okay.
Yeah, well, I can't believe it's not butter. It's great.
Yeah, but that's oil-based, man. How you, that, if that stuff melts, it gets all messy, no?
But he sent me a picture, though, Phil. He sent me a picture. Ray sent me a picture and said he had got, like, some type of allergic reaction, some cream. And his lips look like the back. It looked like the back of Forrest Whitaker's neck.
That's what I was talking about. When you get the creams mixed up and you put the wrong cream on the wrong part, that's what happens.
Hmm. Well, you know, for athlete's foot, you can use a... I'm sorry. No, I can't.
You got some
it.
Home remedies for athlete's foot?
We just put carpet fresh in his shoes.
I used to work in a pharmacy, and they would use the athlete's foot stuff for something else. But if he's got some type of, if he's got some yeast, I don't know how, but I think he's got yeast.
Oh, you know how.
What we do in those situations is we get just a big spatula and we break loose everything. You got to loosen that all that up because it
coagulates.
And then we found it's best because of his new job and the way that he works. He works so hard, and we spray him down with WD-40 every morning.
He's mentioned something, and I told him, I said, whoa, buddy, it's a little too personal. But he was saying something about his discharge was gelatinous.
Viscous.
Sorry, my allergies again.
Like Castrol GTX.
Let me ask you a question. Are you allergic to the darkness?
No, I am the bane of his life. I embrace the darkness.
Okay.
I was born in the darkness.
Okay. Well,
all right, Patches.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
It's like diving into a giant black hole every night. He's my black hole of hope, that rage of mine.
Black
I love
hole
him
of
so
hope.
Much.
Oh my God.
I'm hashtagging that for the
into the abyss. Wow.
Into the abyss.
Wow.
He's Newark abyss.
Well, can you put a little pep in his step? Because he does have a show to do, and he should have been here by now.
Yeah.
I know. His priorities are so out of whack lately.
Okay.
I mean, I even feel like I'm left out most of the time now. I don't know. He's been calling these chat lines late at night, and then when I pick up the phone near the line, it's this other men, and I'm in a confusing state right now.
I got a question. Does he call you for advice on whether or not he should miss work or not?
Well, see, what happened is...
Have you been finding shit stains when you do his laundry?
Yeah.
That's a whole different story. Because we went straight. We can't use the washing machine no more because my mom yelled at me. So we just go straight to the car wash. And we use that pressure hose. We pressure wash all of his clothes.
You got to power wash the shit out of his
his drawers.
Yeah.
You got to use that scrubbing scrubber.
You got to hose his ass down.
Got to get that ass off.
That's
got to get all that ass off there. Well, listen, if you hear from Jabba, you tell him that he needs to make sure that he's on time.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for all this shit. Motherfuckers got
to know.
We just want to eat. We got grace to say, and we want to eat, and we got shit to do.
I'm second fiddle, too, guys.
Did he even invite you to this shindig, to this cookout?
No, he never told me. He's so mysterious.
Mysterious.
I mean, that's how the darkness is, you never know. But what's done in the dark will be brought to the light.
It's like every time I go over there, his mom's got to wake him up out of bed and then dress him. And get him ready for school or work, whatever he does this week with that guy.
So are you? So you the side hoe? Oh, I'm so. You know what? It seems like you don't have too much information on the darkness.
No, it's like a new page every day.
Why don't you talk to the darkness? He just got here. Darkness, you got a visitor. Darkness.
Whoa. I'm worried about you, baby.
Well, That sounds lovely and all.
Why didn't you call me back today? I sent you like 77 emojis, and you didn't send anyone back.
Yeah, because personally, I can't fucking stand you. I just can't.
Why are you hurting her feelings?
Are you my constant care bear?
Look, right now, let's just get this shit. Let's just get this started.
Let's do this first off. Let's not holler about what we're going to start, because we've been on air for the last half hour, so it's starting. You walked up here, Lee. So how about you hold on for a second with your unknown side hoe? And Phil, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Amazing, outstanding, and on time.
I just called in before I hit the hay. Just wish you a happy barbecue. Whatever the fuck you guys doing tonight.
Oh, but make sure you get a plate before you leave. Double A throwing some shit out. What you want?
Yeah.
Well, wifey already made some London broil tonight, so you can throw some dogs on there for me.
All right, we'll get you a plate of dogs and
some nice beans, you know. Maybe some macaroni. I'm a big macaroni salad guy. I like macaroni salad.
All right, Rage hasn't touched that yet.
So. I love pig knuckles.
Pig knuckles.
I'm sure you do. And I think Grease Man supposed to have bought some aluminum foil, so hopefully you had that.
Right.
So you can wrap this shit up, and maybe whatever you got left over you can take for lunch tomorrow.
Exactly. And the fire is extra hot now that we got charcoal.
And since I've been drafted to the black delegation, I think I should have some soul food at this cookout, man.
Definitely. And what we're going to do is make sure you get some over there on the other side. One of the mothers from the church is over there bleaching the chitlins as we speak.
Oh, see, I'm not down with the intestines, man. I guess I'll give it a try.
I don't mess with it either, but, you know, they said in all the rest of the entrails that's left over, they're going to throw that inside and make some collard greens. So they're going to hook it all up nice and good.
I like collard greens.
You can get over there, some oxtails. They doing the whole thing over there. They're selling some dinners over there, fundraiser for the building fund. Pastor's Del going to be coming by a little bit later.
With the collection plate.
And letting everybody know, if you don't have bills, they will be taking your change. You know, any silver you have, silver as well.
It's all going to a good cause.
And since Rage was late, we're going to have him lead off the electric slide. But if you could grab out some people, and, you know, Black Cookout wouldn't be anything without the electric slide. So we need you to hook that up.
Well, oh my goodness. I did call for one more reason before I go.
Anything, sir? Anything
I'd like to. I want to just let Rage know that he could call in on Friday for the official contract signing of his big day, August 23rd.
All right. And Ray,
see y'all then.
I will say this, while we got Phil on the line too, I will say this, and this may be a shocker to everybody, but I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. As much as Rage pisses me off on a regular basis, I just want to say that I officially am throwing my support behind my co-host, Rage, and this the Mega Slam. So
he's got some fans, man. You know, I can't. I love Rage, but I can't be biased either. But because Mega Power,
I love him.
My partner.
Well, see, the thing is this, and I know that his side hoe on the line. No offense, side hoe, but I love Rage unconditionally, like a little brother. And even though we had a conversation about how he neglects and he forgets about me in most everything.
Oh, right.
And he did acknowledge that, but because of, you know, my unconditional love towards his black ass, I'm going to throw my support for him during this.
No matter what the outcome is, Rage knows he always has a place here at the Decadome with my family. My family is very fond of him. So
I love all of you.
So, well, you know what I think? You know what I think, Phil? I think because the reason why I think he does have the advantage is because Rage is usually so full of shit. I think that if he makes room, he'll be able to consume large amounts of pizza on it. So I do believe that, you know, if he can overcome his constipation, then he'll be good to go.
If he can shut Mega Powers up, that'd be a feat, man. Because, you know, he can't shut the fuck up, that guy.
Him, look, if Rage wins this thing, it'll be like when Owen Hart won the Slam. You won't hear the end of it. I'm telling you, he's going to usher in the new year talking about how he did this.
Well, one day we'll have nice things. Maybe it'll be that day.
Mega Powers has a better promo. But how the match is going to go, how his in-ring work is, I don't know. But by far, Mega Powers has the better vignette. He's the better promo. I mean, the whole panning out of the ship behind him on 4th of July and the, you know, I mean, he got his shit together.
And yeah, well, I don't do video promos. I don't promo. I do my talking from within the shadows.
I think you need to get an advocate.
I don't want an advocate.
I don't need one. We're going to do some WWE booking. We're going to book you as if we're going to win this thing. You got to be the Savage. So we need to get you with Kim Chi. We need a Kim Chi for you, and we need a mask.
I've said this constantly. I don't need an advocate. I don't want an advocate, especially Tank's ass. I don't want him as an advocate. Tank is a homie hopper.
No, you don't. We got for you, Rage.
No, I don't want an advocate.
Sideho. Is Sideho still on the line?
Who the fuck is Sideho?
I guess Sideho hung up.
Who's Sideho?
Oh, Sideho. Your boo needs an advocate. Can you cut a promo?
Oh, that's Matt. All right, Matt. That's right.
Sideho, can you cut a shut up, Rage. Shut up.
No, fuck you.
Can you cut a promo for your boo for Mega Slam? Because I'm backing him, and he needs an advocate because he can't cut a promo.
Because I don't want to cut a promo.
Shut the fuck up. Boy, Sideho, cut the promo for him, please.
Listen up, Dave Mega Powers. That's your real name. When this Compton Care Bear runs all of his colors on you, you don't know what you're going to do. Because I know how big his mouth is, and I know how much he can fit in it. And you're in big trouble, mister.
Wow.
What you going to do now, Whitey?
Miss Destiny, eat your heart out.
Wow.
I gotta go. Love and Hip Hop's on.
We gotta let you go, Sideho. Good papers.
Love and Hip Hop's on. I love you, boo.
That's real cute, Matt. Very cute.
Wow.
So we got somebody that know what you can fit in your mouth.
Yeah, well, I didn't need an advocate, and I don't want one. I'll do my talking when I damn well want to.
Okay, whatever. Okay.
Well,
be serious, whatever. Anyway, moving along.
I'm serious. I'll do my talking.
Hey, we got company on the line. You can have your personal stuff later. We got company on the line. So, Phil, you good, man? I mean, everything else is good?
Yeah, man. Cool in the gang.
Anything else you want to?
No, get ready for the birthday festivities this weekend, you know.
Uh-oh.
You know, and that's pretty much it.
What you doing special this weekend?
Got some family coming over. Gonna shake my ass in the backyard. Drink some spirits. Maybe get some trim. You give me some trim this weekend, baby? I'm just saying. No?
What question is that?
Okay, then
that. Hi, Mrs. Raya.
Lee says, Marcus says hi, honey.
No one wants to know about your trim.
Yeah, everyone wants to know about my trim. Anyway, yeah, man, it should be a good weekend.
I'll give you some of this.
Oh, just so That's you right, know.
Baby. Yeah, buddy.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Someone's grinding on your legs.
Yeah, you're grinding.
Oh, my God. What is going on here?
This is a cookout. Hold up. Look, y'all got to keep going.
This is how we do with a cookout, man.
Let me say something to cookout. The house is off limits, only for the bathroom, all right?
Yeah, there's no sex in the shed.
Yep, none of that.
This is my house. I bought it. I signed for it.
Are we having it at the Decadome?
Hey,
listen up. So you gonna? I just want to let you know this too. I know Rage fed you that bullshit that his name is Marcus, but it really is Marquise. He trying to.
First of all, don't listen to what Urkel has to say. Call me whatever you want. I don't give a shit. I don't give a damn. Marcus, Marquise, whatever suits you. I'm cool with it.
All right, you fucker.
All right,
you like that? Right. You like that?
You know, Fuck you, Earl. Fuck you.
Trifling ass. You teachers, you're just so fucking trifling. You are. And I mean...
All right. You know what? I can't, you know what? This is the coonery that I can't stand with your ass.
Oh, really? Oh, really? You really want to go there?
Yeah.
You really want to go there, chocolate drop?
Yeah. All right, cool. Chocolate drop. All right.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
That's crazy.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Ray.
You really want to test me tonight?
Ray, are you coming in the penitentiary? What's going on?
You really want to test me tonight?
Ray, what's going on, man?
What?
What's going on?
What's going on with
at,
what?
Where you at right now, Ray?
I need goddamn business where I'm at.
I think you let everybody know where you are.
Okay.
Hey, Rage, listen up. So I don't know if you know what's going on the show tonight? You know what we're doing tonight?
We're having a cookout. Duh.
You don't know. Hey, if y'all want to call in. You can call into the Rants number, okay? 954-889-7268 or 88 the Rant, all one word.
Right.
Call in, build with us. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do, Phil. We gonna build today, all right? We're gonna do some building.
Yeah, man. I got to get going. 5 o'clock comes really quick.
It does.
I'm just calling in, see what's up to my boys. Have a good show. Don't get full on the cornbread.
Nah, we ain't. We're going to behave.
Yeah, behave, man. Set an example for this network, because you know sure as shit I can't.
Yeah, I'm trying my best, but I don't know. You know
all right, well,
the free commodity.
As long as you try, that's all. That's all I ask.
Right,
you guys
try.
Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Good night. I don't like to be controlled by the man.
Good night, sir.
All right, later.
Later.
Tony, that was Tony C. Tyson. That was Phil Rea. Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Friday night at 9, right here on Rant EM Radio. This Friday, he'll be joined back by his co-host, Dave Mega Powers, and he's going to talk about how he's going to make a futile attempt to try to slay and slaughter my chocolate drop, my co-host.
Don't ever call me that.
Hey, take the compliment, Mammy. Rage.
You know what, bitch? Don't ever call me Mammy again.
Rage, let me tell you something. You came late. I will fucking end you if you don't watch your mouth.
Go ahead. Say what the fuck you want. At this point right now, I don't give a fuck.
I will end you.
Go ahead. Say what the fuck you want
to
say.
I don't have to say anything. I will end you.
All right?
So you just watch your mouth. Just watch it, pal.
Fucking coon.
You know what? Let's just put the business out there.
You obviously think I'm scared of you.
Rage, I can care less if you're scared of me or not. I think you fuck yourself over enough that you don't have to worry about anybody else.
Okay.
If you want to know the truth.
Okay.
Because you ain't shit. You ain't never going to be shit.
Okay. See, and that's why... That kind of talking right there. That kind of talking right there is the reason why we'll never progress.
You're not one of us. Hey, listen, you sold out a long time ago. Look, what type of cookout would it be without some brotherly bicker? So anyway, Ray got mad at me yesterday in preparation for all this, and let's just put this out there until we get a call. So Rage is upset because. Well, before we talk about that, I'll save that till last because Rage gets so after this because Rage gets a little bit emotional when I talk about this. So to my understanding, Rage wants me to be called a cook. Wants me to be called a pervert because he's a pervert.
I said I didn't say I didn't want to. I owned up to the fact that I'm a fucking pervert. I call it. You know what? I'm an addict. I don't give a shit. But don't slut shame me like people on this network do.
People, why don't you call them out by name? I don't think they mind.
AA always want to slut shame me. I don't appreciate that.
Why don't you call out everybody tonight you want to call out? Because it sounds like you don't give a damn tonight. So, I mean, you talk shit about everybody on the regular, so just say what you got to say.
You don't know the definition of slut shaming.
I do know the definition of slut shaming, and I don't like the way that you always want to slut shame me for being who the hell I am. Yeah. I don't appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's like, you wouldn't like it if I talked about you in the airways now, would I? No, you wouldn't. I don't appreciate
it. I don't know what the hell you could possibly say about me. That's the difference.
Oh, my God. I have ammo.
Oh, what kind of ammo?
A ton of ammo.
Like what?
venom. Just a ton of venom. Rage,
are you okay?
There we go. There's Tony C. We got
no,
Tony C.
Right now, I'm not. I have not had a good day today. So I'm trying to. I'm trying to calm down the best way I can.
What, did somebody mess with your cell phone?
Pretty much.
We lost Lee's coming back. We lost Lee there for a second, but yeah.
Cell phone? Oh, man.
No, right now, I'm in a real pissy mood. I'm just full of piss and vinegar right now.
Well, let me ask you, let me do this, because it sounds like you're really in a pissy mood. Real talk. I mean, we do shit through the air all the time. I mean, I'm just being real. This ain't got nothing to do with the show. If you're in a pissy mood and you don't feel like doing the show tonight, hang up. You ain't got to be
here. No. I ain't saying I didn't want to do the show.
You ain't got to be here, because anyway, you ain't going to ruin this.
I didn't say I didn't want to do the show.
I'm just saying, because we've been planning this for 2 weeks, so I mean, if you want to act like that and you have that much, then hang the fuck up.
This is how I put a smile on my face.
You hear me, son? You hear me, son? Well, do what you got to do. I'm not going to tolerate
this. This is how I put a smile on my face, Lee.
Watch. Because nobody wants to hear that shit tonight.
You don't want me to have a fucking smile on my face.
We just got done.
Fucking text me tonight, Lee.
We're done having a good time on the rant.
Listen.
A couple of callers. We having a good time.
We can take the fists off if we want to.
Rage. I will. Rage, I'm telling you.
You know it ain't a cookout without relatives fighting. Come on, Lee. You want to go? Let's go.
Let's not lie. High pitch his voice got sounding all sweet and shit. What?
Yo, it ain't a cookout without a fight. Come on.
Oh boy, little boy, you just don't know. I'm old enough. That's
how you call him fight, like Doughboy Ricky.
Well, he keep forgetting something. I keep telling this boy I'm old enough to be his daddy. He better watch his mouth.
You ain't my goddamn daddy. That's the damn problem. That's exactly the situation. You ain't my damn daddy.
But I'll whip your ass like you're my son.
All right, motherfucker, test me.
Right, so just watch your mouth, please. All right.
I'll whoop ass Rage, for less. I don't give a damn.
Does the job have you in a foul mood tonight? What's going on? It's part of it.
Because
you know why? He probably had to do some work tonight. Tony, see everybody from the rant.
No, first of all, no, that didn't have anything to do with it. I just don't appreciate people not doing their goddamn jobs correctly.
Yeah, that's how I feel when people don't come to work on time. Same way.
All right, bitch.
Same.
If you want to shit on it, fine.
People didn't show up or work on time. I'm just saying, I have a problem when people don't show up on time and they don't. You got that problem?
No, that wasn't my problem, asshole.
What'd they do?
They were supposed to pick up some bags and they took forever picking them up.
Oh, so you're salty over some bags?
Yes, I'm salty over some bags that they were supposed to pick up hours ago and they didn't pick them up until right about when I was leaving work.
So did you call to have them pick it up earlier, or did you just wait?
I called them four times throughout the entire day. They acted like they couldn't fucking hear me.
Did you call a member of management?
Yes, I did. I called the expediter for their back room. I called the manager for us, and nobody can give me an answer.
Did you document all of those occurrences? Where you called?
Yes,
and what
I, you yes, I did.
Okay, and what are you going to do with that information?
I'm going to give it to a fucking higher up. I'm going to give it to the manager. I'm going to give it to the manager of American. That's what the hell I'm going to do with it.
And when are you going to plan on doing that?
I already did it.
Okay. That's why you were late? That's why you were tardy?
No, that wasn't why I was also tardy. The other reason I'm not going to discuss on the air.
Okay. Well, since we're keeping show stuff and personal stuff separate, since you want to do that and you don't want to discuss something there, check your attitude at the door, too. Okay?
Okay.
Tony C. What's going on, man?
Help me! How the fuck to talk,
I'm talking to somebody else. Tony C., what's going on with you, buddy? How you doing?
Bitch, who the fuck do you think you are?
Tony.
Easy, man.
That's good, man. I'm sorry I didn't get you to talk earlier. Everything's everything, man. You know how we do. You know what I'm saying? I'm just shunning away the negativity. You know, inhaling the positivity.
You have to.
Who are you, Xavier Woods?
Oh, here, you just gotta. You, You motherfuckers out here will try to drag you down to their level.
Who are you, Xavier Woods?
You gotta roll with the punches, man.
Roll with the punches. And like, you motherfuckers don't even exist, is what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? You will find yourself in jail quicker than you know it. You know what I'm saying? And I got children. I can't end up in no jail with some trifling motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? So
no, we don't want that, man. Not at all. Not at all.
I don't mess with the popo these days.
And, you know, they, come, yeah, you know, they come, all,
up, they come up in
don't
a cookout.
Don't start no shit. It won't be no shit.
They're going to come up to a cookout. They taking somebody away.
Yep.
And it's usually the loud motherfucker, so.
Don't start no shit. It won't be no shit.
Yeah, so, you know, you always got that wild one that's on the other side of the place lighting up and shit. Like they on a Molly or some shit.
You got
something? That's how the motherfuckers be. You know, you always get that
the
one drunk.
Show up. Where the fuck is my plate of ribs, goddammit? Where's my plate of ribs?
He better see Double A. He talking about food.
Yeah, Double A, where's my plate of ribs
Pastor Del to call in and bless the food. We need some prayer up in here because we got a demon running loose. Pastor Del,
where's my food at?
So you can bless this food, Pastor Del.
Where my food at?
Pastor Del, don't call in. I'll go ahead and see if I can pull something.
I want my food.
I'm gonna say this. I spoke to Rage early. He's been in a he was in a better mood, but he was still nonetheless Rage, and he was a little surly about some things.
Well, yeah, that's all good. I mean, that's fine. You know, we all had those days. But what I won't do is help him blow up balloons.
Where the hell is my potato salad?
Help him blow up balloons for a pity party. I won't do that.
Where's my potato salad?
Rage, calm down. You sound crazy.
He can stay back there by the kiddie pool. He can stay right the fuck back there. And nobody's agreed. They better hope. You know what? They better come get these kids. These little motherfuckers running around here. They done put bleach in the Super Soakers.
Who are you talking about?
They done put bleach in the motherfucking Super Soakers. Whose children is this? I don't even know who children these is running around back here.
Man.
Might be some rage.
These kids better control themselves. I'll take my belt off.
If they white. You know their age is relative.
I don't care. I'll whoop anybody, kid. I don't care.
Anyway.
You can't even wipe your ass. I mean,
who asked you?
We had somebody in the chat earlier.
Where's my food at since you want to talk all of that? Where is my plate of food? Where is my potato salad that you promised me, sir?
Why are you ordering around the man that made all this possible? Why? Come on, Rage. Now calm down.
Nah, man.
Go get your cell phone. Chill out.
Nah, man. People want to start with me tonight.
Where's
Surf at?
I would appreciate it if I had my plate of food.
I don't know where Surf is.
Surfer tried calling in. I think Matt Squires tried calling in. So go ahead and you guys can. Well, here's Matt.
Don't call Surfer. Don't call.
Shut up, Rage.
Here's Matt Squires.
Go see a little free movie.
What's up, Matt? Matt on the line?
I just called in to say what's up to my man Lee. I ain't get a chance to talk to him. Of course, Double A the Boss Man. And Rage, calm down. Man, it's 12 o'clock at night, man.
Ah, man.
Hey, look.
I want my plate of food. Are we fighting?
As everybody starts calling in, I want y'all opinion on something, and I want y'all to think if I'm crazy even saying this, okay? And I'm just being realistic. And this is something that I only discussed with Rage, but Rage kind of got disappointed about it. And I'm just going to put it out there in the open. So I told Rage, we were talking about, like, you know, I told him, I said, this is something that I was always, you know, I always did. And I asked him, I said, Rage, you do this too, right? I mean, you never know what direction your life is headed in, but at the same time, you try to map out like where you'd like to see yourself in certain time periods. Like, where would you like to see yourself in 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, etc. So I do that. You know, I like, you know, you look back at where you've been and you say, okay, 3 years ago, did I see myself here now? 5 years ago, etc. So I told him, I said, Rage, we're on episode 23. I said, Rage, I'm just being honest with you. Like, I said, I'm 36 years old, and I said, by the time I'm 40, I don't know if I'll be podcasting every week. And he flipped out. He lost the shit. I said, Rage, that's like 4 years. I said, it's something I could possibly still be doing. I said, but I don't know. I said, Rage, how do you even know? I said, you could be married with children in years, and your wife might not even let you on the air. So how are you going to sit there and tell me? I'm just speaking real talk. You just don't know. And like, if
what is she tell? What is she going to tell me that I can't get on the air and do what I want? I can't do a podcast. What, seriously?
Yep.
Well, you're
yep.
Early.
Some will try.
And there's Surfer, by the way.
What's up, Surfer?
Surfer. Surfer ain't allowed to come to this cookout. Who allows Surfer to come to this cookout? I didn't allow this. I didn't give him an invite.
I'll holler at you later.
You know, I'm getting drunk from all this wine going.
All right, Tony,
I didn't allow Surfer to come to this cookout.
I mean, the whining, man. I'm getting drunk from all the wine. So, jeez.
Man, why don't you take it? Go somewhere. Go see a movie or something. You ain't needed here.
Did you get your favorite stall at the bus stop today?
This ain't need. You ain't needed here at this.
You
cookout.
Still never told us whether you glory hole it or use the handicap stall.
All right, you know what, Ray? Before you say anything, Ray Surfer, this is what I'm going to say. A lot of y'all don't get to hear all of this because a lot of this shit happens sometimes off air or they go tit for tat in the Facebook post. So right now, I'm going to see if I can start a timer. 2 minutes. Say what y'all got to say to each other, and then I'm done with y'all too. Go ahead.
Fuck you, Surfer. That's all I got to say. Fuck you, Surfer.
That's all you can say because you're inferior, okay?
You make my teeth itch. You're the crust in between my balls. I don't. I can't stand your ass.
That would be the most workout your balls get in your entire life. No, I mean,
in between my balls, you're the bump on my ass. I can't stand you.
Bump on your ass, sir.
I appreciate it. I would appreciate it if you stopped stalking me on Facebook. I would really appreciate it. I don't like that. I am in a perfectly happy relationship. I am not looking to get into a relationship with you, Surfer.
Oh,
stop stalking
you.
Me on Facebook before I file a restraining order on you, sir. Thank you very much.
You would do something a bitch ass is file a restraining order. See, you want to sit there and talk about who would people to roast me, but you can't handle the shit, okay? You start crying, you fall back to your, oh, fuck y'all, fuck y'all, I can't take, fuck y'all. Grab a pair of balls first, okay? Because you can't handle what people got to say to you, so you just...
I can handle what people got to say to me. I just don't like hearing what you got to say to me because everything that comes out of your mouth is nothing but a bunch of bullshit.
And then you sit there, talk about, you get mad when people call you fat, your fat ass calling other people fat, too.
I don't know. First of all, I don't call other people fat like you call other people fat, like Double A calls other people fat. No, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Weeble wobble.
Never once since I've been on this network have I called anybody else fat. But Double A like spit out a whole bunch of fat jokes right my way. You like to always talk about fat people, and you ain't half. You about big as I am.
But y'all got a bigger than me. Then y'all gonna have to hug it out. Y'all got 1 minute. Shit, we got company.
Hug it out. I'll punch it up.
You couldn't punch your dick.
Y'all done?
I don't want to hug Surfer. No, I don't want to touch him. I don't want him in my presence.
It'd be the first hug you ever had in your life.
If he comes within 5 feet of me, I'm filing a restraining order.
Yeah, your coward ass would run. Oh, dude, play that Seamus run. Play that fucking Seamus running and shit, because that's what he would do. Mommy, the big brother is after me.
All right, we done. Y'all too said what y'all had to say. Y'all gonna have to play nice because somebody called the police. What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
What's up? Hey, the white delegate representing the cook-off here. I brought the Jell-O and the green bean casserole with the crunchy onions on top.
Okay, you are the one white friend that we. I want to ask you a question. Did you bring the motherfucker Yo plates?
I brought the Yo plates. Well, they were extra from the soccer game that the kids had on Saturday, so I didn't want them to go to waste. I brought the extra Yo plates.
You brought Go-Gurts.
And I brought a bag of oranges that are cut up into little wedges.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, see, that's that shit that y'all be doing. Let me tell you something.
Where the fried chicken at, man? Where the fried chicken at?
You don't
we're
show
white.
Plate.
We only get fried chicken from KFC, and they were closed.
Where the watermelon at? Where's the watermelon? Where's the fried chicken at? Where's the watermelon? Where's the grape soda at? Y'all ain't got nothing here. It's a terrible cookout. Where the
white people
at?
White people bring Panda Express to cookouts.
Yeah, they cater from Panda
they
Express.
They bring a Chick-fil-A platter.
Exactly.
Man. What an apple pie. Y'all ain't got no
We go to Long John Silver's and get a bucket of chicken planks, and there you go.
Y'all ain't got no sweet potato pie. Y'all ain't got no apple pie. Y'all ain't got no jello pie. Y'all ain't got nothing here.
Jello pie?
Jello pie?
Jello pie? Y'all never had jello pie? Double A, you claim to be blacker than me, and you never had Jello pie.
That's something his ass did. He just made that shit up. Let me go look that up.
Jello pie.
Let me look that shit
up. Oh my god, y'all never had Jello pie.
Now I've had Kool-Aid pie, but never Jello pie.
No, you know what that was? That's some shit that he made up because he was home and he just had to throw together whatever ingredients he had. And the motherfucker.
No, first of all, hey, don't talk bad about my mother's Jello pie. Okay,
let me look this shit up.
My mother's Jello pie. Is absolute.
What's the matter? She couldn't afford pudding.
Well, fuck. They
talking
got,
about
they
my mom now.
They got Jello pies. Damn. I see them.
Strawberry Jello pie. Yeah.
Oh. Shit.
Well, I might as well go home. These folks ain't got nothing at this cookout.
What did Rage bring?
I ain't bring absolutely nothing.
It's like when you go to Phil's house then.
So wait a minute, hold on.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's true. But
no, that ain't. No, don't listen to Double A.
So what have you brought to Phil's house then?
None of your business.
A stank ass attitude.
Exactly.
That's not a need to know basis.
Then
what you bring here?
He wouldn't even walk around the corner to get something to eat.
The chicken fries, yeah.
Chicken fries.
First of all, that was all the way down the street. That was like 7 blocks down the street. I'm not walking down the street of somewhere where I'm not familiar with.
Yeah,
no. You are making it sound like that daggone Burger King was like right around the corner. No, it was not. It was not, sir.
How far have you walked?
We got these badass children running around here with
Man, where my belt at? Bring them over here. Where my belt?
They still putting bleach in the motherfucking super soakers. How they got bleach? I don't know.
Where my belt at?
You're not whipping the White House's children. They done ate earlier.
Yeah,
they probably
I'll whip buddy kids. I don't care.
Check. So, Double A, maybe in a couple of minutes, because I know you run in the kitchen. Can you check in with Annie Fee in a couple of minutes and find out what she's doing in there?
Absolutely. I'll check in about 2 minutes. I'll check in with her.
Cool. That sounds good. Let us know what's going on with whatever she's making for the children. And she's pulled ahead of badasses under control, little crumb snatches.
Exactly.
But that don't make no damn. But Matt, I'm gonna tell you, two of them motherfucking yogurts was expired, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You had this shit sitting in the back of your car.
So you trying to kill people with your yogurt?
Oh, wait a minute, hold on. I think the food is finally gonna get blessed.
Hey Lee, I think all the kids are in a rage because Rage took all their crayons. Where's all those crayons we brought for the table?
He ate the purple one.
I'll step on them.
You know what
he's making some new logos.
He said he eats the red crayon because the red one tastes the best. But you know what? Is there any way possible while we get the food blessed, we can get some Brother Love music?
Yeah, of course.
And then we got to all close your eyes and bow your head so we can get this food blessed. Let's see. Pastor, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on, Pastor.
I got the all. And I ain't talking about cooking all.
You gonna have to throw that oil. You gonna have to.
I know. I need a slingshot.
Then you gonna have to get your David slingshot.
Super sober.
You better not have brought a prayer cloth. You better bring a prayer sheet.
Afghan. Yes. Every heart in unison. Every head bowed. So we come to you. Asking for thanks, Lord. We ask that you bless the hands of the preparer now that he's here.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. We ask for forgiveness, Lord. Lord, we ask for peace because somebody might get hurt today. Lord, we ask for forgiveness for our red and yellow brethren. We ask for forgiveness because it's more yellow than we thought. You know, we've come a long way, Lord. We've come far, but we didn't come that far for you to leave us, Lord. So we asked if she rolled herself on every lady slide up through. I can't go. I can't do this.
I shut up on a Honda. Hey! I shut up on a Honda. Oh, my God. That was good. All right. You know, let's do the condensed version. Clap your hands, stomp your feet. Thank the Lord. We're going to eat. All right.
All right. Well, I think we got a report. Annie Fee is going to actually tell you now what she's making. So she's going
to see what Annie Fee's making.
She's going to tell everybody what she's making in her kitchen. So Annie Fee, tell us what you're making.
So what are we working on now?
Okay, we're finna do this right here. If you don't have no crescent rolls, you can use any kind of cheap ass donuts or whatever. It don't matter. So you do the same thing. Spread some on there. Okay, this is butter, sugar, and cinnamon. Okay, put a lot of sugar in it so it tastes real good for the kids and shit. Okay, then you put a little raisins on one side.
This is donuts you're making?
No, nigga, this is, I don't know what the fuck this is, okay? It's just something sweet for the fucking kids, okay? Damn, you gotta stay with me now, shit. Then you smash it out like that there. Smash that out. You gotta pick him up really easy because you don't want, make sure all the edges are smashed so the shit don't seep out. Do the same thing to this one over here, same?
It's that prison food.
No, this is not no prison, motherfucker. This is not prison food, okay? Now, I'm gonna
you
get
making
me a,
everything from
no,
scratch?
No, I gotta get me a fucking camera because, a cameraman, because you tripping. Okay, same way with this one here, but no, I'm not gonna put no raisins in this one. A person might be allergic to them or something. You take that there, you do it like that. Hold up. See there? See it's all closed up on the edges? See there? You pick them up, and you go over here. Come on. Come on. And you drop them in there. Grease got to be hot, hot, so they'll be able to cook right away. Okay? See that?
So on the last video we just put up, what was that?
That was crescent rolls.
What do you call that?
I don't know. Is it something for them kids, you know?
You keep saying something for
the
kids.
Yeah, well, it's a dessert.
So when they come ask for
it. God damn it, I ain't got no motherfucking name for it yet, motherfucker.
So
shit.
When they come ask for it, what they gonna say? Can we have some of those something for the kids?
Well, okay, well, you're right about that, too. Well,
so you gotta have a name for it.
Ain't feed sweet stuff.
I put sweet treats.
Well, you know what? It could just be not an apple turnover, but a raisin turnover. Mm-hmm. How about that? Just a raisin turnover. It's just gotta be a raisin
right?
Yeah, they done.
Okay,
they don't have to get that dark, yeah. But they do.
Yeah.
I mean, but,
why you making that dark for?
Well, because you messing with me. That's what it is. Yeah. See, that I didn't mean for me to get that dark. Now you know what? Feet don't burn a damn thing, and you done. But that's good though. Well, I'm gonna have to do another one. Come on here. Come on, I'm gonna have to do another one.
Yeah, cause you didn't.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do another one. Hold on. Get the biscuit out like this here. Actually. I don't give a damn if it's broke. It don't matter. You smash him out the way you want to smash him out. Like that there. Okay? Pick him up so he don't stick. Do like that there. Put some shit in the middle of him. Okay? Like that. Fold him. You can fold him like this here. Roll him. And then it'd be like a cinnamon roll, but close up each edge. Pull him a little bit. Okay? Mm-hmm. Look at the damn food. Okay? Shit. Pull him a little bit like that.
Yeah, I got it on the camera. What are you talking about?
Now that's like a little old punk ass cinnamon roll.
Oh, they got a tostito.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, it ain't a tostito.
And I'm gonna do some chicken later on.
Okay, so you got chicken coming later
on. Yeah, but you are gonna learn how to do something. How about that?
So tell them what you tell them to stay tuned in for the video that you got coming later on today, which is gonna be what?
Baked chicken.
Okay.
Baked chicken, and you don't have to cook it right now.
Okay.
Baked chicken, I'm gonna get my plate.
So about what time should they be tuning in with you?
I don't even know. Mm-hmm. So I don't let them know too much about me because then they'd be ready to, you know, come and do something and shit. But now this would be cute here.
So basically, they need to just watch everything you post.
Yeah. Now, let's go over here and light so we can see this here.
Okay.
Look. See this right here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna get all that on there. See, look. Mm-hmm. I love. Come on, get close up on it. See? Break it. See all the shit running out? Woo! Shit, that's butter and sugar that melted.
Okay.
It's hot, though. Huh. And look, see that right there?
Yeah.
Something fell out.
I don't want none of that.
But no. You take it and you wipe it, because it ain't nothing but butter and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on that. And you like that? Now this one? Look at this one. See that?
Yeah.
See that? I'm a little bummy, but shit, it's good though. All right, Comp, that's it.
And there you go.
All right, so Annie Fee, she's cooking some shit up for the children.
What the hell was that?
It was Annie Fee.
Is this something like something on YouTube or?
Why is you fucking? It was Annie Fee in the fucking.
Why you gotta fuck everything up, and then you wonder why I don't want your ass at this cookout?
Nah, man. I know. I'm just saying. I never knew anybody was that colorful when it came to cooking.
Doesn't matter. Stop messing up everything.
Say it again, sir. For what? Wait. Shut up. Say it again, sir. For what?
I didn't realize anybody was that colorful when it came to cooking.
Hold on,
it was Annie Fee in the fight.
Why you gotta fuck everything up?
Hold on, I think we could play that back the original way that Surfer said it. Hold on.
I'm just saying, I never knew anybody was that colorful when it came to cooking.
Doesn't matter, stop messing up everything.
Say it again, Surfer. What?
So hold on, let me see if I can rewind that just a little bit.
Wait, shut up. Say it again, Surfer. What?
I didn't realize anybody was that colorful when it came to cooking.
Oh my gosh. Pass it to Dell.
Yes, sir.
Sir, how you been? I really don't get a chance to talk to you on the air that much. How you been?
I'm good. I got in-laws and parents everywhere. They powwows and everybody over here. I'm out in the back hiding out. Yeah, they powwowed. It's 100-some-odd degrees today, so the transformer went out.
Trust me, I know what that's like.
And, you know, both our parents are neighbors, so we met as kids. So they still in this door, so one out, the other one was out. The one showed up first, and we just knew.
Well, you know what you got to do. See all that power y'all got? You need to, you get down on your knee, you cut them lights back on.
I started grinding one of them all lamps, remember them all lamps we used to have when the power was off?
Uh-huh.
Don't nobody know what that is no more. Y'all got to go. They were out here playing cards. This is 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. Nah, it's time to go to bed.
Y'all ain't going to get no sleep. And it's hot. You ain't got nothing. They're probably them little dollar store fans. That's the only thing try to keep cool. That don't do nothing but move hot air around.
Oh, exactly. They showed us to break out one of them fans with a big block of ice in front of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what's going on. I'm about to come to the Earl.
Hey, Pat.
I'm hiding out on the back with y'all. I ain't even in the house.
We say hot. I look hot now. What else been going on? Anything else going on in the world? I mean, what's been going on? What's on your mind?
I'm just going to say it. I'm not forgiving him. I mean, I forgive him because I have to. I ain't going to forget it. And y'all can sit there and say, I was waiting on this question, of course. Y'all can sit there and say, yeah, it's out of context. He's at home in his own private life. Forget that. They held him up as a role model that he should act like one.
I'm with you 100%. Hulk Hogan can kick rocks. Fuck him. I'm telling you, look. It's like this. If they want to play WrestleMania 3, 5, whatever on network, that's fine. Just like Double A said earlier, should he a lot? Yup, by Hulk Hogan. But all this shit he's doing about this is not me and this is not really who I am. This look, that's who you are. Who you are behind closed doors is who you are. So if you want to see who a person really is, see him when they at that point. So he's sitting there in the bed with somebody else's wife with his dick out. Talking about people, and no, let's tell it like it is. We haven't seen it, but let's paint the picture.
He's the literal definition of privacy. You can't get no more private than your private out.
He got that. He had his dick in his hand with another man's wife, and he's talking about. You know, it reminds me of that scene from Do the Right Thing where Spike Lee's talking to the guy, the older guy's the owner Sal, his son. I can't remember his name. And he was like, you know, why you give black people a hard time? And he was like, you know, he's like, you like Michael Jordan? And he was like, no, Michael Jordan, he's different. He's not black. He's like, what you mean he's not black? Yes, he's like, no, he's different. He's like different. He's like better than black. Hulk Hogan is a racist. I don't care if Hulk Hogan might have helped you get through some time. Surfer said it best the other day. He said, I ain't going to be saying my prayers, taking my vitamins. You know what I'm saying? Because this is the thing.
Right.
This,
you put him on the top tier, then. He should act like he's on the top tier.
And he, you know, that comes along with the job. And I don't care if he said it 8 years ago, however long ago he said it. But I'm going to tell you this, and this is something that's going to piss a lot of people off. But you know what? Some of those people already pissed with me, so fuck them. excuse my language, man. Baba say this. Had Hulk Hogan made racial comments about black folks. But if Hulk Hogan had said, in 2015, if Hulk Hogan had said something about someone's sexual orientation,
which he did,
if Hulk Hogan had said something about the so-called Jews, the philosopher Jews, he would have been called anti-Semitic. What he said 8 years ago was anti-Semitic, but that's a whole different story. I ain't gonna get into all of that. But if he had said that, oh man, you know what? Hulk Hogan would have been erased.
I said earlier, they got rid of Trump with no problem. That was still NBC. USA is NBC too, so they couldn't get rid of Trump and not get rid of Hogan. It'd be a hypocrite. So it's the same thing.
And that's the thing. Like Hogan, he said what he meant, and I'm not gonna give him a pass. I'm not gonna say. See now, I know earlier, Matt. I think it was you, Matt. You said something about him wearing Jordans and all that. Let me tell you something.
Back no, that wasn't me. That was Shane. All those white people sound the same, but nope.
When we only keep one of y'all around at a time because y'all motherfuckers going movie theaters blowing shit up. But anyway,
but yo, keep our cousins out of this.
I'm just kidding. But no comment. when Shane said that, the thing is this: back in slave times, you had white slave masters who were sleeping with the women, who slept with them to keep them warm and everything else. So just
Thomas Jefferson,
just because you're around somebody, don't mean okay. Well, you know, I keep slaves in the house, so I'm not really racist. No, I mean, and you're right. There's a difference between racism and prejudice. Prejudice is just simply what the word implies, prejudging somebody. So I can be prejudiced towards anybody outside of that. Paul Hogan's been around enough black people
always
to know
this. Me.
Paul Hogan been around enough black people to how about that. He called them what he felt they was, and he didn't care what their status was. That's what he called them. So Hulk Hogan, you can go eat that, brother.
Well, you know.
Hulk Hogan, what you can do, Hulk Hogan? In the words of Eric Bischoff, Hulk Hogan, you know what you can do? Bite me. That's what you can do.
Apparently, those type of people exist when it comes to dealing with his daughter. Because if it wasn't his daughter involved, he might not have said those words. But
okay. I think he's mad because the black guys in Brooke and not Hulk himself.
Anyway.
Ooh, ouch. I'll say it. I don't care. I'll say it.
Apparently, yeah.
The evidence is out there.
I don't know what to say.
All I'm going to say is Hulk Hogan made these comments on the sex tape. It was a private conversation, yes, but unfortunately,
let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. What other father do you know is going to have his dick out in front of his daughter on video? On video?
I'm sure it's some out there, and I'm sure if we haven't already, I'm sure we probably talked
about it.
Here's another question. What other father do you know is going to literally dig his hand in the ass crack of her own daughter while she's giving her a back and ass massage? I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen.
She's going to get a sunburn in a sensitive spot.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a little bit too happy with
Yeah.
But while I got y'all on the air real quick, well, Pastor Dell, before I say this, Pastor Dell, were you finished with, because I want to ask you another question. I know you still building on the hopes. I got you and Surf on the line. And the reason why I want to talk to you and Surf about this, and Matt, you can chime in too, because you also have seen and been a part of this discussion and seen this stuff on the Freaks and Geeks page as well. We've been talking about this for the last pretty much since we started this show, probably about 22 episodes already in the bag. We've talked about this in one form and another. Situations going on with these police officers. Now, daily, more and more footage is coming through. And this footage now is footage where officers know they're being taped. Stuff where at least two or three videos that has been posted. Surfer posted a whole bunch, especially after the one that happened in Philly, where people have been either submitted or have been handcuffed and still chokeholds applied, still kicks to the face, still punches, and even one where a dead body was towed away in the car. Didn't even take the dead body out.
That's the worst one.
All caught on tape.
This is some depressing ass shit. I mean, really.
And they don't understand Black Lives Matter. And what the problem with that is, this is the problem I have with Black Lives Matter. I'm sorry. So, the problem I have with Black Lives Matter personally is they need to add the word two on the end, because they're using that against what it actually means. It actually means two. It don't mean inclusive or exclusive. It means two.
Yes.
But it's not on there, I guess, to make it short enough to get on whatever hashtag you're using. That's the problem. They need to go ahead and add two, because what they're doing is using it like they're saying, and I don't mean we as I'm using it. I mean we as a whole. They're using it as we're saying that nobody else matters but us. That's far from what we're saying. We're saying, or the message is, I don't even say we. The message is, we should matter too, is what we're saying. Not we matter and the rest of them don't. So the problem is, and the problem with that is, they have entirely too much power. And it's ridiculous how much power they have. And, you know, that mess they got going on with comply and complain later, that's crap. Because who's going to complain too? They're not listening, apparently. And this ain't just something new, because the media didn't got a hold of it. Yeah, they twisting and adding to it too, but we're not just sitting here making all this stuff up. It's been going on. It's time to stop going on. And you got the cameras now. You complaining about us recording. It still ain't doing no good, so you're still getting away with it.
That's because there's no consequences to their actions. I mean,
right.
How many times did we watch stuff on tape and there's no indictment, there's no charges, and it just acts like, oh, well, you know, they're just desk duty for a month, and then
we're back at it.
Maybe that.
And you know what? And you know what? It's white and black. It's not. It's a race thing too. Don't get me wrong, but it's more of not race. It's more of a powerless thing.
Exactly.
Y'all heard about the Cincinnati police officer?
I saw that one today.
I mean, just for me personally, you know, my dad is, or. Well, I guess he's better, but he was a drug addict, you know, heavy into crank my whole life. And there's been plenty of times where I've seen police, and my dad's the whitest guy you can think of, mess his crap up because they can't.
Yep.
So it's not a black and white issue. I think pastors hit it on the head. It's a power issue. But on the other hand, and hear me out on this, because it only takes a couple to ruin anything, a couple of bad apples and anything to ruin it. You can't tell me, though, in all of these instances of people with the police, that they're themselves are not antagonizing it and escalating it, because they know cameras are on them. And like I said last Friday on Phil's, you know, on Turnbuckle Throwbacks, it's everybody wants to instantly be famous. And that is the easiest way to instantly be famous, to put yourself out there, is to act a fool and cause a scene and cause a ruckus, because you know people are videotaping you, and you know what the end result's going to be. And I'm not saying every instance is like that, but there's some that are.
Well, I'll say this. From the video footage that we saw, every video that was posted – except for one. There was one video that was posted this week on the Freaks and Geeks group page, and that was the one where the guy was stopped by the police officer, and the police officer went to go, and he already had his information, and the guy proceeded to pull off. Door was open and everything, and the police officer held onto the car door. So in a situation like that, that was one. But in every other situation, these were situations where there was no resistance given. There were people who were – one gentleman was already seated, legs out in front of him, handcuffed behind his back. There was nothing he could do, and he wasn't saying anything. And I dare say that even if he was saying something, these are people that are in positions that should be able to handle and be able to know how to
– Yeah, they're supposed to be able to de-escalate.
No, I mean, and the reason why I'm saying this is because take out – you were talking about somebody who's an authority, and whenever you're in a position of authority – You have the responsibility of being the bigger person. It's no different, like with the whole Sandra Bland situation. The guy got upset because she wouldn't put her cigarette out. That's fine. You're dealing with someone who is – you handle that and you have the authority and the power to handle that in a different way. Does that warrant you – does that allow you – does that mean that you should be able to – because you got upset she didn't put her cigarette out, that you pull your taser out, stick it in her face and say, I'll light you up? That's a threat. And since when were police allowed to threaten someone? All right, that's number one. Number two is this. If you want to take the police out, put a school teacher in, take the person that's being apprehended by the police and put a student in. How many times do students fight off teachers? You have these teachers are in positions of authority. Now, if your child is going to school, you're my child, are in school, and if for whatever reason, if our child decides, you know, they might be showing up in front of their friends, they get a little mouthy, does that give that teacher the right to cuss that child back out, to put their hands on that child, to slam that child on the ground, to do all those things when there's already measures in place to be able to deal with these people? So in that situation,
that used to be.
That used to be, especially if you went to private school like I did. So in those situations, man, you cannot give these people a pass because you know what these what these jobs entail when you take them. There's COs in these correctional facilities who get piss thrown on them. You know when you get into these situations that you have to conduct yourself in a different way. So yes, like anybody else, them being human, they are going to be in situations where they are frustrated, where the job gets to them, where enough is enough as far as the officer is concerned. But it's getting to the point now where you know you're taped. You know this. And you know, the thing is this. It's okay. Me being in management, this is something I learned a long time ago being a manager. It's okay for someone to tell you no. There's a consequence for them telling you no. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm on a job and someone, I say, you know, I need you to go do such and such, and they don't feel like doing it, they can tell me no. It's not that it'll work. You know, I might just have to write them up. I might just have to send them home, you know. But, and it's okay for someone to tell an officer no. And you know what? I find that there's situations where it's okay to tell an officer no, and an officer just has to accept that. Because the law says that you can tell an officer no. There's some states where you don't.
It starts right there at the identification. You can tell him no in certain states.
I mean, if for one day you're riding down the street, and if the law says they can't search your vehicle, and you're like, you know, they for whatever reason, I want to search your vehicle, I don't consent to that. You can say no.
Nope.
The problem is some of these officers feel like, oh, you going to tell me no? Me? An officer? Oh, I'm taking your ass to jail. Then it gets to your word against
a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't know your rights. They think you don't know it, and they don't know them either.
They get upset when you know
them. And I think different, though, and granted, it may be a cultural thing. I'm the kind of guy that goes, well, why wouldn't I comply? Why do I have to be defiant? And maybe that's just me because I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. I'm the kind of guy that if I order pancakes at a restaurant, they bring me a cheeseburger, I'll be like, yeah, I guess I'll eat a cheeseburger. You know, that's just kind of me. I don't like stirring stuff up. So if a cop pulls me over and goes, can I search your vehicle? I'm going to be like, okay, I don't have nothing to hide. Is this an inconvenience? Sure,
Matt,
it is, but I'm not going to be defiant just to be defiant.
Sometimes I let them do it just in spite. You know, yeah, go ahead. I ain't got nothing. You wasting your time. Go right ahead. And you know they, and we talk, and I'm a target.
Stuff on you though,
not.
Pastor. Some people will plan. That's the thing. That my issue is this. I don't want nothing planted on my vehicle. For example,
exactly.
I'm in the car, you know, because someone pulls out. Oh, what's this? We seem to find here. Then that's a whole different thing. But the problem is this, and I understand what you're saying, Matt. But if someone comes up to me and they're like, you know, officer, you know, can I, I want to search your vehicle, and if I'm you ain't searching shit. Okay, that's asking for something.
That's a problem.
But if the law says, if by law I don't have to let them, and I say, oh, I'm sorry, sir, I don't consent to any searches to my vehicle. That's not me being defiant. That's not me being disrespectful. That's within the confines of my right to be able to deny them that. And if they
then they have reasonable suspicion.
That's personal at that point. Because why? Well, but it's a law. I'm operating within the law.
There's ways around that. There's laws around that.
That's a question you're allowed to ask, too. Am I being charged with a crime? Now I'll be about my business again.
You know what? The police break the law all the time, though. How many times have you seen – and you know what? In none of these videos that I've seen, have I seen any of these officers read Miranda rights? None. Not one video have I seen them read rights. None. That's a law. They're supposed to read you your rights. Not one video have I seen them read rights.
Before they're incarcerated, they can read them on the way.
They never read Miranda rights. But you know the problem with the police. You know, this is an obvious argument. It's only a handful of bad cops, and most of the cops are good. And, you know, some people act like police officers are doing it out of some noble cause. They've been called to it. The truth is most cops are doing it just for a freaking paycheck. And once they get that
power,
it gets out of hand. And, you know, you have the police unions. Their only job is to protect these people. And then you see prosecutors. They're not doing their job.
They work with each other.
I mean, we're electing them, and then they're turning around telling us, oh, we didn't see nothing wrong.
I would say it's a handful.
Hey, listen here. I'm not defending them. I see these videos, and it's a disgrace, and it's disgusting. But these guys – Because I have a couple of friends that are highway patrolmen. They have the most thankless job ever. When you go out to work, you are hated. You're hated because you are enforcing the law. Nobody's happy when they get a ticket. Nobody's happy when they get pulled over. Nobody's happy when they get arrested. And, you know, police are the one thing that you hate and that's a nuisance until you need them.
There's about
– because when someone breaks in your house, you want them there ASAP.
At this point –
you know what I mean? So it's a completely thankless job. And then when these guys go out and they're dealing with all of the – and again – I'm not justifying at any cost on what these guys are doing. But when you're doing your job and then you're out here and you're trying to detain a suspect and you've got 800 people with their cell phone cameras pointing them at you and a lot of times they're being provoked.
You know what?
The situation gets escalated. Right. I can see how some of this stuff can get out of hand sometimes.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Pass. I want you to get your point in a second. Wait a minute, sir. Hold on. I want to get past say something. But first, I want to say this. I understand what you're saying, man. I totally agree with you because any position of authority, you get that. On any job that you're in authority and you have to enforce something,
I agree
with you 100%.
Anywhere.
I will say this. I will say that I also feel like there are people who I do know, and I've seen this, when police do come, and I'm like, they're making a big deal out of it. If the police ask for your license and registration, give it to them. You can find a video. Granted, this was 1992. I posted in the page where the guy, and again, I mean, we're talking about police brutality at this point. So, I mean, even though the video was a white guy, doesn't matter. It could have been whatever. All I know is this guy got upset. He cussed the police officer out, snatched the ticket. Told him, you don't have to explain or tell me anything. I've been through all this before. Boom, 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 boom. Uh-huh. These are the people who are giving these guys a hard time. And yes, that shit does add up. Unfortunately, when it comes to these other distractions that go out there, it comes along with it. It's no different than the paparazzi with the celebrities. People have the right to be able to film. People have the right to ask, because at the end of the day, these officers are civil servants. You have the right to ask them for their name, their supervisor's number. You have the right to ask questions. And the problem comes is that when, just like you get managers on these jobs that feel like I'm in control and what I say goes. And I would say that it's a handful. If only we didn't have situations where multiple times throughout the day you can have video footage of different search situations happening across the country. Right here, where you have people like Matt Echelon and all these other people wondering what the hell is going on over there. When daily, just in our small little community group page right there, where you can have every single day, there's at least no less than two videos that show different recent situations where police are acting out going beyond above the law, beyond their means. So when you have these situations, hell, it's more than a couple. There's a whole hell of a lot. And the issue is that the reason why some of these police aren't telling on their coworkers is just because
retaliation,
just because of what Surfer has said before. A lot of these police officers are afraid that it's going to come back on them and their families because of those police unions. Their job is to stick up for them. Pastor Cell, go ahead and then Surfer next.
All right, I'm going to go as it is. Like the family here. Just couple of things, actually. The problem, let me go ahead and find a solution here. So it's usually my job. There's got to be a meeting in the middle somewhere because we feel, as a race, yeah, you can't call the police. When you call the police, you get the backlash of them being mean to the person they called on. They called them in the first place. That happens often, too often. Then you got situations where if you can't, the snitch thing, snitches get stitches. That's really, some of it, that's not really all of it. We have no relationship with them because we feel we can't trust them. So it all comes down to that. And I mean we as in people, period, as just common law. Both my parents are police officers, one retired and one not. So I feel what Matt is saying, too. So I'm actually in the middle of both of this, so I feel I can, lay it out a little flatter. There's a disconnect on both sides. There's no trust in the community, in the black community, for the police officers. And probably no trust on the other side. If you're that such of a good cop, tell on the other ones. I realize there's going to be retaliation, but if enough of them get together, something will change. We had a town meeting when I first took over the church 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years in October. And there was such a mean spirit in a church between the people in that community and the police. I mean, it was ridiculous. I had to shut it down. It was so much cussing. They were getting ready to fight the police. Police were getting ready to fight them. It's ridiculous. There's a serious disconnect between the police department and the community, and it ain't gonna never get fixed until they acknowledge the problems that they have. That's really all I got to say.
All right, Surfer.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna go ahead and get back in, y'all. I'm still listening, right. Though.
No, thanks right, so much, Pastor Callman. Have a good night, son.
It's good.
Love you, Pastor.
Love y'all too.
I'm losing faith in humanity. Every day, there's like half a dozen videos just popping up online, like all the time. You watch these things, and it's just soul crushing. I mean, really, I don't feel safe going outside no more. I'm afraid for my nephews. I'm afraid for everybody in my family at this point because you just don't know. I mean, you don't have to be looking like a thug at this point. You're just walking down the street and you get stopped. You get pulled over. And Matt, what do you understand? Getting pulled over when you're in your car once, no big deal. When it happens all the time, that's another story altogether. Any of y'all ever had a gun by a police officer pulled on you? Just like you turn around and a cop is pointing a gun at your head? Because I've had that happen to me more than one occasion. Just because I was black standing on the street waiting on a bus and I had on the clothes of a description of somebody else. Didn't bother to check to see if I were doing anything. Just saw me and immediately pulled a gun on me. So, it's not getting any better. It's just...
Well,
I want to ask you something real quick. Real quick, I want to ask everybody something. Wasn't what the cop cam was supposed to be for to prevent all of this?
Yeah, well, but listen, the cop cam, it can be a start, but at this point, their practices aren't going to just change overnight because they still have this mentality of I have the authority, I have the power, I can do what I want and get away with immunity. Okay, and until consequences are done, you know. I mean, like, you know, if they shoot an unarmed person and then they just get death duty.
Surfer, I want to say this real quick. I'm sorry, I muted myself. I want to say this real quick. I want to say that one of the things that you and Matt both brought out, passing down as well, and it is true. This is a case now, and my father said this years ago. He even was saying this further back when it was when the Rodney King thing went on. And because I was, you know, younger in school and everything, just like 91, I was, you know, really wasn't, I didn't see it that way. But it's really, you know, he's like, this is some big deal with this police brutality. I just went online and just got footage. And this is a black police officer. And I'm wondering if we can hear the audio of this. But this is a black police officer. And I don't think they had the beginning because I think the guy started taping like right somewhere in the middle. But this guy was getting a little, this officer was getting mad at this guy. So if we can get this audio, if it does start playing, I'm going to ask y'all to mute your phone so we can hit audio. But, yeah, this was something crazy. And what I'll do is I will put it in the case, for whatever reason, we can't get the audio up. I will put it inside the chat.
Just to let you know, if I wanted you to get out the car, I could command you to get out the car. And if you didn't get out the car, I could pull your ass out the fucking car. So just because somebody closed, it doesn't matter. I just told you she left the door open. I don't need her to leave it open. I can break the fucking window and pull your ass out the fucking window if I want to.
Rodney Wilson, permission to drive his car.
Just say your name, bud.
Jordan James, I give Rodney Wilson permission to drive his car.
Can I get my license now, please?
So that's a police. That's a black police officer talking to a black man. So I mean, at that point, can't call it racist. This is a fucking power trip. This dude, what's up with all of the profanity talking to this
guy? You know, hey, black people can be racist against black people too. You know.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, but that's not going to make the same news. See, the media plays a part in all of this to make this. That's what causes division. All this shit, young, you know, gay, straight, young, old, black, white, all this shit is to keep everybody divided. Because if everybody get together, you know what I'm saying? It's power in numbers. So here you go. You're not going to see too much of that going on. You're not going to see that video going around like you see all the other videos. But you hear how you talk to him?
I don't know how many people are going to go out to see Straight Outta Compton when that comes out. I mean, but when you watch that movie, it's mirroring everything that's going on today. And this was supposed to have been 20 years ago.
Was it 20 or 30?
That was like nice.
Do you think it's more of a race war? Or a race, you know, a war of racism? Or a war of social classes?
I see this shit going towards a police state. I see it going towards a police state.
It's a system of both racism and... I'm blanking, but...
Social warfare? Social class?
Since 9/11, I mean, citizens, we are looked at also as...
Because, there you go, 9/11. Who's the guy that's going to get frisked and detained on the side?
Certainly not a Wall Street banker.
Is it going to be me going through there with my fanny pack and my Hawaiian shirt and my Birkenstocks on?
Somebody waiting.
Or is it going to be the Israeli behind me that's just trying to go home to visit his family? Mm-hmm. Who's going to be detained?
And the thing is, they painted the picture, Matt, that as soon as that shit happened, and I'm not saying this in a way, but I mean, I think at that point that those people, like the Israelis and anybody from the Middle East at that point that was here, they felt what the shit we've been feeling for a while when you're walking down the street and the someone crosses the other side or clenches their purse when you get on the elevator. Or that shit where you're looked at when you walk in the store, like, okay, are you going to come here and stick the place up? People were looking at them like, okay, are they going to come up here and blow the place up? Are they strapped? Do they have, you know, they were looking at them motherfuckers like that, and it wasn't fair. So when you get to that point where you can't enjoy just certain things and you can't go certain places and you're restricted a way you can go and travel because, you know, it's fucking street tea in Baltimore. I won't even drive down. Because I'm like, okay, if I drive down this street, it's going to be a police sitting there, and I run the risk of getting pulled over. So I might as well just go all the way around. That way I don't have to worry about that police sitting there. You know, during the end of the month, anytime the last week, before, like around this time, okay, police are heavy. They got to make their quota for tickets and everything else. You just see them just driving by, standing in the middle of the street with the radar, with their radar cameras. It like clockwork every month, every year. That last week of the month, they're out there because they have quotas they got to have on writing tickets. They have quotas. They got to make that. They have to do that stuff, and it's all in conjunction with the courts and all that other stuff. So this is just this is some crazy shit. And we touched on some news. You know what? And the thing is this: this is the shit that you talk about when family get together. And I know when it comes to stuff like this, some people don't want to hear about this. You know, I had one friend who he was pretty much telling me, he was like, I do like Morgan Freeman says. He says, I just straight up, you know, Morgan Freeman says, if you don't talk about it, you know, it don't exist. And unfortunately, that's this world ain't wrestling and ain't comic book. We go to those things to try to escape from reality. But, you know, when it comes to stuff like this and your life is on the line, it's real. So let's do this. Let's take a little a quick 3-minute break, and we'll come up and we'll wrap it up in a little bit because we only got about 15 minutes. So we'll just do this so we can go you know, if you want to get a plate to take with you, I'm going to go get a drink. I'm going to go get some Patron, and I'll be right back.
Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. Some of us are working with it. Shake your ass. Watch yourself. Shake your ass. I came here with my dick in my hand. Don't make me leave me with my foot in your ass, be cool. And don't worry about how I'm ripping this shit when I'm flipping, when I'm kicking, nigga, this just what I do. I'm effervescing and I'm off that crescent. Ass is a full-grown German Shepherd. Motherfuckers keep stepping. They don't fuck with me and they down. Y'all bitches can't catch me and they wild. Pay your fare, fix your hair, throw that pussy. Got Prada for my boonabas and Donna for my boobas. You think I'm tricking, bitch? I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Bring it here, I'm not gonna like it, do something to me. Hope this indecent proposal make you do something with me. Fuck a dollar, girl, pick up this. And fuck a cow, girl, you need a real nigga. Off top, knickerbockers hurting shit. Bend over, hoe, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
Attention all your plays and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't
what you're working
but
with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, the mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
I think I'm on the fire like cayenne. Chocolate and bowling when I'm running up behind her. Go ahead, do your job, pop the lock, let the cock out. For real though, girl, don't lie, you know this won't go back to my house. The man right here won't get under that dress right there. You spicy Cajun, we gon' pass a good time, that's yeah. You better suck the head on them there crawfish. And you gotta been all the way over to dance off this. You handle your business, but I know you do it way better. You're dead wrong. So if you toting body niggas make noise when you pass by, get your fine ass on the floor, girl, get your fucking song. Do your thing, don't be scared. Cause you gon' get served. You get mine, then you gon' get germed. About to make your ass love it. Raise it up, sugar, G-string, hustle, hustle.
Attention all your plays and pimps. Right now in the place to be.
Take your ass.
I thought I told y'all niggas before. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties. No sir, cause that won't pass.
Show me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
Stop your crying, heifer, I don't need all that. I got a job for you to braid it up, pimp his back. Break them handcuffs, fuck your nigga, move something. If you ask you what you're doing, say, ooh, nothing. And we've been doing the past two, something. I'm beating that pussy up, not smooth, fucking. You can bet your bottom dollar, if that pussy fire, you gon' holler by the top. Act like you'll be backing that stuff up. Girl in the club, cause that's what you got to ask for. Wobble, wobble, I'm infatuated. Bitch ride a dick like she making the baby. And I see that we gon' have to go to a quiet corner for just us doing. Don't worry about who looking, just keep on doing what you doing. Cause a nigga like me gon' get to work before I know the girl. Bitch, what's happening? Let him see, show the world.
Attention all your players and pimps. Right now in the place to be.
Shake your ass.
I thought I told y'all niggas before, y'all niggas can't fuck with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties. No sir, cause that won't pass.
Show me what you're working
with. But if you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake your ass.
Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, but watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with. Shake your ass, watch yourself. Shake your ass, show me what you're working with.
All right, everybody, welcome back to episode 23, Freaks and Effing Geeks, our summer cookout. We started
that song
off,
was offensive.
It was, in every which way. That's why I played it.
You turned this cookout into a strip party.
Well, it was either that or September.
Man, this turned into some ghetto ass Jamaican sort of
cookout.
Did somebody lose the Neil Diamond CD?
All right, hold on. Summer Cookout, we got Rage, Mask Wise, Double A, Surfer. We had Pat Sadell. We had Tony C.
How many times do you watch those videos of, like, the Jamaican?
Hold on. I was talking. We had, who else?
Phil Rand.
Shit, motherfucker. He had right the Phil Mittens. I mean, I'm trying to figure out. The middle. Oh, come on now. Just
Flower Bomb called in earlier.
Flower Bomb called in. Rage is off.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't.
We had it good. Surfer.
Yes.
You know what? Let's do this. Let's try something different. I want to try something different. Hey, Matt. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to prepare if you want to do this. If you don't, it's okay. You want to plug the shows?
You me to plug the shows?
Yeah. You got
Shut up, Rage.
You got 2 minutes to prepare, all right?
Who are you talking to?
Talking to you. I'm talking. You interrupted. You go to eat with the children. Shut up.
You must want a broke dick in your face.
You got it.
Children's table.
I got it handled.
You got it. All right, so 12 in about 5 minutes, right before we go off the air.
Just let me know.
Okay, I'll let you know. All right. And you know all the no times, you know, Phil on Fridays. You got it. All right. Yeah, so let's go around real quick. Anybody got anything? I had some fun tonight. We got to talk about some stuff. I mean, We learned about how to make some sweet treats. This was a very interesting. Last week was interesting. Weekend was interesting. So this was some good stuff. I feel a lot better. Get a lot. Cause I had to bite my tongue about a lot of stuff all week long. It took everything in me not to call in the other shows to talk about topics because,
like a few people,
I wanted to save it all. But it was hard though.
Somebody you wanted to call out tonight?
No, earlier I was. No. It's all good. It's all good.
Where's Rage been this whole barbecue? Were you over there doing the Kamala sack race?
He was over there with his...
No, I'm eating my goddamn ribs and I'm watching NASCAR. Fuck off.
He was drinking. All he needs is a bottle.
Rage would go to a picnic and watch NASCAR.
All he needs is a bottle.
That's what I'm saying. Double A, you got a problem with me watching NASCAR?
I mean, this guy shows up late to his own show.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Cries and moans. Pulls a David Copperfield and then pops up at the end.
Nobody can't give me my goddamn food when I ask for it.
All he needs is a bottle of Pluck and a dirty woman, and he's satisfied.
Comes showing up, doesn't bring a thing, not even a can of Pringles.
I had a can of Pringles and I ate it because. Fuck it, I was hungry.
And the sad part is when you look at his avatar or his picture on Skype. It looks like he don't give a fuck, doesn't it?
Nope.
Just look at it. Just look at his picture.
In the words of Lee Champion, I don't give an iota of a fuck.
It looks like
if you look up apathy in the dictionary, that picture's right there.
Like he eats potato chips off his chest.
He sits the can on his chest.
Lee, 5 years from now, you're going to have to go in and remove a... recliner from him.
Peel his ass off a
Velcro off a recliner.
Oh yeah, Mask Wise? Oh yeah?
What are you going to do about it, Rage?
You know what, Matt? I honestly did not like you when I came in here.
What did you just say?
I honestly don't.
It doesn't matter what you said, Rage.
I honestly did not like you coming into this. And now I don't like you a little less. Just because of that little smart-ass remark.
Look, I told Rage this. I told Rage this early. I said, Rage, like I said, I'm 36 years old.
That ain't old. You trying to quit?
Listen. Rage got all upset. I'm telling you that more than likely, the week before, like I said, I don't know where things go, but the week before I turn 40 will probably be my last episode of Freaks and Geeks.
No, it won't.
Rage, there has to be a beginning and end in everything.
No, it won't.
It has to be. Rage, that's 4 years from now, you're going to be, what, 28? No, 26?
Yeah, and?
You won't even be 30 yet, Rage.
Okay, and?
God, Rage, you don't get it.
And he'll still be at home. And you'll still be bitching and moaning, complaining about the airport.
I've been waiting the longest to say this sincerely. Fuck you for saying that. Fuck you.
He'll be bitching and moaning about everything.
Fuck you.
So I told him, I said, we got a little.
And I don't say that often, Double A, but fuck you.
I told him he has a little over 3 years. You have a little over 3 years to find yourself a co-host.
I think
we can raise someone up in three and over 3 years. Three years from now, how many episodes will we have in?
3 years would put it at around 150.
I think that's a great number. Episode 150.
The Rage and Jordan Cobb Show.
Oh shit!
Hey, listen,
there it is.
Listen,
Siskel and Ebert, right there.
You got to rename that shit to fucking Asylum.
I'm going to tell you something. Finding a good co-host is hard. Just ask William Morgan.
Hey, like I told Lee.
I got that.
I'm not doing this show without Lee. So the day Lee leaves this show will be the day the show is over.
Well, the crazy part is, I said Rage. Do you think that, do you really think that by the time we're 40 that, like, I mean, you got to realize something, Reach. My son will be in high school, and
Surfer's old ass got a show on this network, and he damn near 60.
Okay.
But you know, I can do my show on my own. I don't need nobody else's help to do a show. So
I'm just saying, Reese, my whole thing is this. My whole and I'm big on things having to close. I'm also big on going out on top. In the sense of, like, not to the point where it's like
jump the shark.
Well, not to the point. What's the point where it's like, oh shit, that when you know when those two guys first started out, you know, it was nice listening to them, but now it's kind of like, what the fuck are they doing? Yeah. None of that shit. You know, I mean, like, you can name some shows that, like, I haven't watched Simpsons in years. I know some people say it's hit or miss. I don't know how it is now, but and maybe just because of me and my age. But there are some shows and some things you see where it's like, your prime example, Rage, last season of the Boondocks.
Okay.
Okay, how'd you feel about that?
It was horrible. It's fucking right. Dreadful.
So would you have been okay if they just said, we're not coming back for a fourth, third, is it?
Yep.
All right, then. So you understand.
Yeah. Would all right, I? Yeah. But at this particular point, in this particular situation, I completely disagree.
I don't see myself having the conversations I'm having in my 40s. I tried to envision myself talking the way I talk and acting. I don't see myself getting on here and talking about saying the shit and talking to you the way I'm talking to you and just all this back and forth shit. I think once I hit that point, I'm gonna kind of be like, and you know what? It might not be immediate because sometimes people say, you know, when you hit your 30s, you know, I was like, I was waiting for something magical to happen when you hit 30, and it didn't happen. It was like kind of like just easing, and you notice certain little changes. You got to like fight a little harder to make things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just. Things just don't change right away. You kind of ease into them. What?
I'm going to say this one last time. I'm not doing this show with anybody else.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, whatever. We'll see what happens because in 4 years, I might change my mind. And in 4 years or 3 years, you know, you might change yours. But either way, why don't we do this? Why don't we, Matt, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Watch Matt fuck it up.
Well, the next time Rant EM Radio is live on the air will be tomorrow night or Thursday night with Rant and Wrestling.
Fucking it up already.
Shut up, Reed.
Rant and Wrestling with Mofo and the boys that will run down all of the wrestling news, rumors, and their opinions. Next will be Friday. Turnbuckle Throwbacks will be live with Phil Rea and Dave Mega Powers. They will be going over their throwback, and also, hopefully, if all participants show up, they will be signing the contract for the Mega Slam with Dave Mega Powers. Thoroughly going to probably conquer the Black Enigma, the Compton Care Bear, Rage, and that'll be on Turnbuckle Throwbacks Friday night. And then following up on that is Saturday with the Wrestling Call-In Show, where you can call in to William Morgan and debate, is John Cena good for the business? Is EC3 the champion that TNA needs? You can find out all of those questions and answers on Saturday night with the Wrestling Call-In Show. And then coming up on Sunday with Surfer and Jordan Cobb is the What Are You Reading comic book show, where they will run down all the week's news of comics, news, and events pertaining around the world of comics of Marvel and DC. So call into their show if you have any questions with that. And then next Tuesday is the doubleheader, the Tuesday Thriller, starting out with The Rant with AA and Tony C. They will be going over all of the week's wrestling news, rumors, Raw recap, and then following after that is the dessert for the Tuesday Night Delight with Freaks and Effing Geeks with our own Lee Champion, and if Rage can get a watch and show up on time.
So follow us on
Rant. Follow us on Rant EM, and there you go.
So
you know what, Matt?
So let me.
Do you have something to say? The only thing we were missing with the times everything came on, but I'm.
I gotta tell you, for somebody that
I'm intoxicated, I'm feeling violent.
For somebody that's never done this before, did you know, hit it off very well. You know,
hey, I mean, and I'm trying to be quiet in my living room because my kids and my wife are sleeping.
It's a lot better than somebody who's been on the network for 2 years and says
coverage begins at 7 with the post show.
Oh.
Hunger.
Deal with it. Good. That was good.
Deal with it. That's how I do.
I think he's a little pissed off because he couldn't do what you did.
Well,
and, no, I'm not pissed. I don't care. You let him have his little moment, and he got it.
The SummerSlam post show will start at 5 p.m. on the 23rd of August, followed by the pre-show immediately at 11 p.m., hosted by Double A, and that's when Mega Slam takes place.
The pre-show at 11 a.m.?
Yeah. it's just...
I don't feel so bad now.
You're making it too easy for Double A to cut this shit. I'm telling you. You're making it too easy for him to get these cuts to play this.
You know I was joking, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I tell you.
I should have said the What Are You Reading comic book show with Jordan Cobb.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
You know, because he is the star of the show.
All right, let's go around real quick because we got to get off.
Matt, you're unfriended. Again.
Right, again? Let's start with Surfer. Surfer, you got anything?
I appreciate y'all throwing this little shindig.
Nobody asked you to come.
Glad you had me on, you know. And
yeah, but nobody asked you.
Rage. You know, you got to get out that bathroom stall.
Nobody asked you to come to this cookout. I didn't send an invite
Rage,
to you.
You did that earlier, sir.
Why
Rage,
is this Rage. Man here? Why is this man here? You I didn't ask him to come. I didn't send. Who was the asshole that let him in?
If you don't sit your Oreo cookie ass down while this man...
Who let him in?
Rage, let him say what he got to say so we can get off the air. Go ahead.
Do you ever get tired of spitting in the wind, Rage? Because that's all you do. You know what I mean?
You ever get tired of stalking me? You ever get tired of obsessing over me?
You think you fight in the wind? I'm not obsessed.
You know what? We're about to do something we haven't done in a while. That has probably never been done. I don't think Double A's ever done it. But if you can't calm yourself down, we're going to have to mute you. Now, fucking relax. So this man can say what he got to say. It's getting late.
Man, fuck him.
Surfer, anything else?
You know, I appreciate the friendships I've made here on Rant and Radio. The food was good, Double A, you know. And Matt, you got it, you know.
Did you get some of his baklava?
I forgive you, Matt, okay? But next
Thank
time.
Thank you, Surfer.
I'm going to unfriend you for good, okay?
Oh, Rage, don't be like that.
Rage, buddy.
Don't be white.
Exactly.
I like being white.
Exactly.
That was
come on, don't
I
be
like
white.
Being white. Better than being your dark
I was talking
ass.
To Surfer.
Come on, don't be white.
Rage,
you're going to bust a blood vessel and you keep this up, okay?
He's going to bust hell wide open if he don't get it, come out of his... Stop with his pernicious ways. Matt, you have anything, Matt Squires?
I just thank you for inviting me out. I hope everyone enjoyed the green bean casserole and the jello and the yogurts. And
the Capri Suns.
You know?
I want to thank you for the Andy's candies that you left. And, sir, yes. Thanks for bringing the toothpicks.
Don't leave those out in the sun.
Oh, won't do
you,
it.
You know, I brought some burnt ice, too, so don't even try that.
Oh. And then I'd just like to thank you for letting me be on. And, you know, I think Rage is the product of not taking your belt off and whipping your child every now and then. This is what you get. Because if Rage was in front of me now, I'd bend that big old black butt of his over my knee and I'd whip the fire out of him with my belt. And I'd send him to his room because that's what he needs.
You do not want
I'd whip you with a lamp cord, Rage.
Man, I'll
treat his ass like Kenny and go get a walk out with a band-aid on his
get a wire hanger and just beat the piss out of you with it.
Boy.
I wish we need a dropper when James Evans.
I'll Barry Bonds your ass with damn baseball.
He thanked Michael's friend on Good Times.
Just take Penny from Good Times. That's what he needs.
We can go right now. Like I said, it ain't a cookout without a fight.
You can have your chance in a second. Double A, you got anything, sir?
This guy's trying to fight me, and he can't even bend over to tie his shoes.
God, hold on, Double A, you got anything?
No. Hey.
I know Double A tired of talking because he had to talk for 3 hours already, and then he had to cover in for this show because of someone's punctuality. Because
Timex over here.
Because of someone being tardy.
Man, I didn't send an invite to Double A either.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? If you didn't send the invite to AA, the whole thing wouldn't happen. Let that be a lesson for your smart ass. Rage, what do you have to say?
Fuck this cookout. This cookout sucks. Where's the goddamn watermelon? Where's the fried chicken?
Yeah, you
where's the goddamn grape soda? Where's the Jell-O pie at? Where's the pudding? Where's the apple pie? Where's the sweet potato pie? Y'all ain't got shit here.
No wonder
this fucking cookout sucks.
No wonder
I ain't inviting y'all to shit anymore.
No
fuck y'all.
No, first of all, no wonder you're 400 pounds. Second.
400 pounds! You want to sit here and call somebody 400? You want to sit here and talk about weight, sir? Do you really? Do you really? I weigh less than you. I've been in the gym. Don't start with me, AA. I am not in the best mood for this shit tonight.
Hey, hey, Rage, you've been in the gym? Last time I saw a chest like yours, I put ice in it. So don't tell
when's
me
last
about
time
going to a gym.
Gym, Matt? Don't talk shit.
Rage,
when's the last time you've been in the gym?
Frick, it says igloo on him.
I'm sick of y'all fat bastards talking about me and y'all talking about bigger than me.
Rage, you put the buff in buffet. Hey, what are you talking about? Get out of here.
Fuck y'all.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. I can't do it, no.
Tired of y'all, motherfuckers. That's all y'all do. That's all y'all do. Y'all bigger than me, and y'all fat bastards want to talk about me. I'm the one in the gym. What the hell are y'all doing with y'all day?
You're at the gym.
You're the only one on this network that takes pride out being gluttonous.
And I'm proud of it.
Why did he say he in the gym?
Proud of it.
He's proud to be fucking
gluttonous. I'm proud of it.
He's not the only one in the gym.
But you fat bastards need to quit talking about me and fucking deal with y'all.
Get out of here with your maternity pants.
Where's
that?
Hey, Rage, I need you to bring a gallon of ice cream. How many cartons are you going to bring?
None.
Where's your membership? What gym do you belong to, Rage?
Retro Fitness.
Retro Fitness.
Okay.
No, Club Metro. There jumping around watching Richard Simmons DVDs.
Club Metro.
Save that shit.
He got a home.
He said I'm the only one in the gym. Oh my goodness! You know what?
He's in there with the foam. He's in there with the foam dumbbells with all the old ladies.
You work out with a body.
You still talking about fat people, yo? Are you still talking, man? Yo, you are not skinny. How the hell are you sitting here calling people?
Are
fat?
You talking about me? I'm not skinny.
Yeah, you. You're
hold on,
not skinny.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh,
I was half asleep, and then I first. Somebody said they went to the gym. I got
the
to the gym. I didn't do anything while I was there, but I got in the gym.
Oh,
who was that? Arn Anderson got on?
I didn't do anything when I was there. Who
hey,
the
Reed,
no, I didn't say that.
Reed, nobody
who's
said
this,
nobody
who's
said.
This gym? Is it a JYM or a JIM? What gym are you going to?
Nobody said to Reed, you're Fat Albert, Bill Cosby's favorite character.
Hey, Reed, you go to the gym, do you belly up to the bar like only you can?
I think everything Rage does is bellied up.
Fuck all y'all. Nobody called you Fat Albert.
Fuck all y'all. Fuck every single
Rage, can you tie your shoes? Or do you have slip-ons?
Can you tie your shoes, Matt? Can you?
I can tie my shoes.
Can you see?
You saying Rage got Velcro straps on the shoes?
Can you see your own dick, Matt? Because I know I can.
Holding it doesn't count.
Oh, my God. I can't.
Did they have Velcro shoes?
Hey, Tony Rage. C, Rage woke you up with that
screen. Man,
screaming.
I had one eye closed, and then all I heard, I get to the gym, you know when I hear that, I have to rise up.
Oh, my God.
Arn Anderson.
Out of these, I am tired of fat people talking about other fat people.
Well, Rage, listen, we're 10 minutes past our allotted time, okay?
I'm ready to go. What the hell are you doing?
I think the Blog Talk lady's about to tell us we got 10 seconds.
I'm ready to go. What the hell are you doing? You just sitting
okay.
there.
I just have to say, Lee,
I appreciate you having Rage on and
put the flame out of this. Put the flame out of this grill. I'm ready to go. This cookout was ass.
Rage. I thought Devil A was going to cook his ass. Go ahead, Tony.
Not enough
put
Rage,
we appreciate
fire out,
you getting
man.
To the gym,
not
okay?
Not enough propane, Lee.
Oh, shit.
I thought you're supposed to...
Put the damn flame out on the grill, please.
Hey,
I want to go.
Double A.
This cookout was
I thought the proper way to cook pork is burying it.
No, just let them run around the block. True. The thighs are rubbed together.
That's true. All right. You're supposed to bury the pork.
For Surfer, Tony C, Double A, Matt Squires, I'm Lee Champion and joined by Rage. Thank y'all for coming out.
I'm last, motherfucker. That's how you feel, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Hey, Rage,
because we're the host, you dumbass.
Man, close the goddamn show.
Your pizza bites are done. Go get them.
Man, fuck you.
Oh, my God.
I feel
papers.
Later, motherfuckers. Tadio.